This is Outspoken, the podcast that's not afraid to say exactly what you're thinking.
Our names are Amy, Kate and Sophie Torber. We're identical triplets, but we often don't have identical opinions. So sometimes things can get heated.
Outspoken covers all things reality TV, influencers, entertainment and issues facing women.
That is so fetch.
Thank you.
Happy Friday and welcome back to Outspoken. Now, we are really on the fence about this one. Melbourne influencer Bec Lomas has been caught out dumping her rubbish at a work site.
Yeah, so a tradie noticed that amongst the rubbish, there was a postage box which had her address on it. So he's gone and taken all the rubbish and dumped it on her doorstep.
Jeez, what a power play from that tradie. It's interesting because Bec has come out and claimed that she actually paid someone to get rid of the rubbish. I would be wanting a refund if that is the case.
What, so she's paid somebody to just go and dump it anywhere, basically.
Can you imagine if that's actually true and the person has been paid like $50 to come collect the rubbish and just like chuck it a couple of doors down?
Does anyone actually think that is true?
No. Yeah, it actually could be, because I know a lot of influencers do put tasks up on Airtasker. So maybe someone's just taken the money, gone, yep, I'll deal with it, and just dumped it.
Personally, I think she's just trying to dodge any criticism. It was very similar when she got called out for breaking lockdown rules in Melbourne.
Yeah, but Sophie, do you think there's anything wrong with if she had actually gone and dumped the rubbish?
No, as someone who is living next door to a construction site at the moment and someone who regularly forgets to put their rubbish bin out, I don't think there's a problem with it at all. But be a little bit more careful and not include your postage address in there.
I think that's a way of illegally dumping rubbish on a work site. And from what I saw in the photo, she literally just threw it on, well, whoever disposed of the rubbish just dumped it all over the ground. It's not like it was in a bin or anything.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. I thought it was in a big skip or something.
No, it's literally... Well, the thing is that when you do have workmen, you as the owner have to pay for the skip anyway. So I do think it's a little bit unfair. I mean, I think we've all been guilty of maybe when you've got too much garbage and it doesn't fit in your bin, putting it in your neighbor's. Oh, but dumping it on a work site.
Look, I wouldn't care if one of my neighbors put something in my bin. I mean, it would be different if the bin was full and I needed it. However, if I've got space, sure, go put it in there.
Actually, there's a story from this week that comes to mind. So we were really lazy and we just left our rubbish bin out the front because I'm in this, what would you call it?
A group of townhouses.
And it's like a really long driveway. So sometimes we're just so lazy and we leave it out the front until it's, you know, the next week of rubbish collection.
Are you serious?
Anyway, so we left it out there.
Sorry, don't people get annoyed at you?
Yeah, well, they do.
I think you can get fined as well.
Oh, really? Well, they do get annoyed because Brandon went to wheel it in and he noticed that some people had left dog poo in it, obviously, because they'd been for a walk, dumped it in there. Anyway, because of the wild weather this week, it had filled up with water. So there's like this slodgy poo in the bottom of the bin. So I feel like that was a little bit of karma there.
Do you guys remember when we were living down at Grange and we happened to be moving house? And so our shed was just overflowing of crap and we'd already filled our garbage bin up. So we thought our neighbors had moved. So we decided to put some of the garbage in the neighbor's bin. And then they knocked on our door and basically poured it also on our doorstep and said, take your rubbish back.
You know what? I think that's inappropriate of a neighbor to do that. As in, I think it's worse of the neighbor to be so offended by it.
Cue our dad.
Talking about inappropriate. Our dad has an ongoing war with everyone that lives on his street, basically, because he's a grumpy retired man. So they had some neighbors move in next door. And you know, when you're moving, as we just touched on, you've got so much garbage that you don't know what to do with it. So the people next door decided to put some of their garbage in our dad's bin and he decided to return it, very much like this tradie has done so. And again, he just dumped it right in their driveway. And the neighbor came over and asked Mum, oh, did your husband do this? And Mum didn't know. Well, she claimed she didn't know. So she's like, no. But yeah, our dad did it.
I think he probably saw through that lie there.
Do you think that's fair, what dad did?
Not really. I mean, it's a bit ridiculous. It's not a very nice welcome to the street, is it?
Yeah, I just think it might piss you off that your neighbours did that. But considering they've just moved in and they're probably going to be there for a while, I probably wouldn't have done that.
Well, I'd love to hear what everybody else thinks. Head to our Facebook community and tell us what side of the fence you sit on.
So what's this rumour then?
Rumour?
What have I been up to in my bayer?
I don't know. You tell me.
You tell me. You've been telling everyone.
That's just what I saw.
What did you say?
I saw you grinding with someone, yeah.
Grinding?
Your ass was in someone's
grinding. Really?
Crutch.
Really? Was I?
Former MAFS contestant Stacey Hampton had followers puzzled on Wednesday night when she promoted a blow-drying brush on her Instagram story. Now, Kate, can you tell us what went down?
Well, Stacey appeared on camera with a towel wrapped around her head and claimed that she had just washed her hair and was ready to start using the blow-drying brush. So she leaned forward and kind of did a bit of a, like a hair flick and took the towel off to uncover dry and straightened hair. However, she decided to keep going with it and pretended to dry her already dried hair with the blow-drying brush.
I feel like our podcast has now turned into a chat about hair these past couple of weeks.
Well, a lot of followers did point out that she had very long hair extensions in that were quite noticeable when she was brushing her hair. And I feel like whenever anyone does use a hair product on Instagram, their hair is suddenly under the microscope of about what state it is in and what it looks like.
I just think it's so misleading to be being paid to promote a product and then not even use the product. It just makes no sense to me whatsoever.
It's very lazy and sloppy. Like, you think you've got one job to do, which is to dry your hair. Surely you could find some time in the morning to do it. I mean, it's not like it was filmed in high quality. It was the phone was propped up.
But also, it makes it look as though the product clearly doesn't work properly.
Do you guys think the brand would have signed off on this? Because surely they would have had to view it before she shared it.
Yeah, that's what I found most confusing, because I feel like it was such a bad look for this brand, and I would not want to align my brand with someone that hasn't even used the product properly.
To be honest, I wouldn't be aligning my brand with someone who used to be on MAFS either.
Or it was very strange, because I was interested to see how many followers Stacey still had, because I was like, hang on, she's not really that relevant anymore. And she still has 205,000 Instagram followers. However, I had a little sneaky look on Social Blade and she has lost 2,040 followers in the last 30 days. So it seems like her account is very much on the decline.
I feel like in our Facebook community, I've seen a trend of small business owners coming in to ask our community how they actually can work with influencers and what are successful ways to make it look authentic. Because I feel like we're having so many of these incidents happen, which really doesn't give you much trust in the brand.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of questions of whether people actually still continue to buy products that are being spruced by influencers.
Yeah, well, it is a really interesting question. And for me personally, I think that a lot of brands should be using micro-influencers, because I feel like there still is that trust with those sorts of people, but obviously do it in a way that's genuine and authentic as possible for a paid partnership.
I do really think it's good to utilize people as brand ambassadors as well, and make sure that they're people that actually fit in with your core brand. There's nothing worse than seeing a new product come out and it's literally flooded on your feed by the same sorts of people.
Yeah, well, that was a lot of the comments in our group. The feedback was that they actually don't like to buy brands that are all over Instagram, because it makes them think that the product's crap, which was really interesting.
You look like...
Oh, I got a text!
On Tuesday, Emily Hembro announced she's pregnant, almost a year after the heartbreaking loss of her stillborn son. Emily shared a touching video of her showing off a baby bump in a tight white dress surrounded by her husband and her two eldest children. She wrote, "We have hoped and we have prayed. Now we are excited to say our little miracle is on its way. I pray I get to spend forever with you and that we are blessed with another baby, but I trust in God and whatever he has planned for me is meant to be. It has been really hard to keep it a secret, but I couldn't hold it any longer and really want to share my raw emotions with you all. We are so grateful for the love and support we have received throughout the years and wanted you to be part of what's to come."
I found this video really touching. It was very raw and emotional, and I really enjoyed reading some of the comments underneath. So Emily's younger sister, Tammy Hembro, wrote, "I'm literally out at a restaurant trying not to bawl my eyes out. Cry every time I see this video. Love you so, so much, sissy. Such a blessing." Now, this wasn't the only post that Emily shared about her pregnancy. She also shared a post on her Instagram feed the following day asking fans to guess how far along the way she is. She also shared another post where she thanked her faith in God for helping her have the strength to get through the pregnancy and said that she was overwhelmed by the positive response.
Well, Emily was so incredibly vulnerable and candid when she lost her third child, Jamal, at 30 weeks to stillbirth in June 2020.
Yeah, she definitely was. She shared regular updates with fans and even showed a private photo of her holding her son in her arms for the first and last time, which was just so devastating to see. But I think it really has opened up important conversations about stillbirth. I mean, even just in June this year, Emily shared a gut-wrenching post about picking out her stillborn son's gravestone. Oh, so gosh. It's just so sad, but I do think it is raising important conversations, because sadly, one in every 135 pregnancies in Australia end with a stillborn child.
It's not about Instagram and selfies and trout pouts.
You don't know me. You haven't taken...
I do know you. No, well, you enough. Love. I only know your actions. I only know your actions.
Former maths contestant Jessica Power was forced into 2 weeks of hotel quarantine after returning home to the Gold Coast after a short trip to Perth. Jessica claims the quarantine rules changed while she was on her flight.
Yeah, so Jessica went to her Instagram while she was in hotel quarantine and shared 30 Instagram stories to her account showing her followers around her hotel room. So she complained the room was too small, that she couldn't open the window, and that the air conditioning wasn't working properly. She also complained because they'd served her cold honey chicken. So she said, "Fuck, I can't eat this. You're already paying like $3,000 to be here. On top of that, trying to feed yourself properly. And before anyone comes at me like, oh, don't complain, it's quarantine. You should have known before you traveled. The quarantine rules changed when we were on the plane. I asked if I could go back to Perth. They said no." She also called the conditions fucking disgusting and also said, "I think it's absolute shit that we have to sit in these hotels and have no exercise, no fresh air, no airflow, no time in the sun for 2 weeks. I'm going to put up a poll. If you guys think this is absolutely inhumane, let me know. I never knew this was going on. I thought everybody got time outside. I'm sorry, but this is inhumane. It's fucking disgusting." Now, Jessica clearly did not watch Sam Mangan's Instagram stories because he very much detailed his hotel quarantine experience. And while it was sort of on the same vein, you know, Sam was poking fun at the food, he was still very respectful about abiding by the rules. Whereas
yeah, he was taking the piss out of the experience as well.
Sam Mangan similarly did bring up the same point as Jessica. And he said that when you are quarantining in these hotel situations, you are actually paying $3,000 to be there. So, I mean, you do expect some sort of good service and food.
Yeah, but we've got to remember that there are so many people and rules surrounding the serving of food. You know, they have to make sure that the corridors are clear and that they're not transmitting the disease. So I think it's not really comparable to a normal hotel experience paying for. Well, as expected, Jessica Power received a lot of negative feedback around her comment. So once she actually got home to the Gold Coast, she took to her Instagram story and had a massive rant. However, she continued to offend people. This is a snippet of what she said.
Going through my inboxes on Instagram, fuck, there are some sour people. Like, no one wants anyone to be happy. I swear to God. I swear no one wants anyone to feel any sort of happiness at all. Because if you're feeling happiness, or if you're feeling put out, or if you're feeling a little bit hard done by, and you voice that opinion of that, mate, there is so much more worse going on. Well, obviously there's more worse going on in the world. We're not dumb, but what our level of, you know, what we can deal with is going to be different to everyone's. Like, I'm not brought up in a war-torn country. Of course my empathy levels and the level of like what I'm used to and how I'm used to be treated is going to be completely different. And you know what? I feel so bad that any young baby or any young child or adult or anything, teenager, has to be brought up in an environment like that. I think it's horrible. I think that in this day and age, it's terrible. And I do feel for them, but that's not what I'm used to. So what I'm going to complain about is going to be very, very different to what they complain about. And let's all just not forget that. I think in the world, there is always going to be somebody doing it worse than us. There's always going to be somebody doing it harder. There's always going to be somebody coping with something so outrageously different to what we are. But it doesn't mean what we're going through means nothing. You all need to just remember that. Like, stop sending me ridiculous like comparisons, because it's stupid. The ones like saying go to jail or die or something, like lay in a morgue for 6 days. Why would I lay in a morgue? I'm not into necrophilia.
So what did everyone think about that? Because I feel like I had a mixture of emotions listening to that. I mean, obviously first was it was quite humorous in parts, and then there were some extremely offensive parts.
I think she needed to just put the phone down and stop Insta-storing.
I mean, if she hadn't mentioned the war-torn countries element of that rant, I could have got on board with what she's saying. I do have to agree that a lot of the time there are some very unhappy people leaving rather nasty comments in inboxes to people. But that being said, I think that she really lacked a lot of empathy there.
What I don't get is how she can sit there and just like literally pump those stories out and put them straight up on her Instagram story. Like, would you not vet that a little bit? There were times when you could see she was struggling to string her sentence together and she just kept going.
Do you know what though? I kind of enjoyed seeing almost a different side to her though. I mean, on maths, I don't think I saw you. I don't know. To me, it was almost an element of comedic humor.
Nah, there. She was like that on mass.
I don't even think she was trying to be funny. I think that's the worst bit. I think she was legitimately ranting.
Look, I did agree with some of her points in terms of it seems like every time you do complain about something, everyone's going to say, oh, but this person has it worse off.
I do think her comments regarding war-torn countries was just way too far. It just showed she lacked a lot of empathy and understanding about what these people go through. And I just think it was so inappropriate to share online.
Let's do it easier.
On Saturday night, Skye Wheatley shared she was having a romantic night in with her partner Lockie doing home spa treatments. So I'll set the scene for you. Skye was burning incense. She had her love crystals out and they were enjoying a glass of wine.
Can I ask, what is a love crystal?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's some sort of crystal that's meant to bring you like love energy or something like that. I've got to say, one thing I could have done without seeing was a close-up of Lockie's hairy, dirty feet. He had like yellow toenails.
I really feel for Skye in this situation. I feel like I've been in this situation before with my partner. When you allow them to get the massage or treatment or whatever first, and then you completely miss out because there was an Uber Eats delivery driver who totally ruined their night. This is what Skye said.
Guys, I was happily getting all the fungi and dirt and shit out of Lockie's toenails. And then the Uber driver rocked up to drop off our meals. And he's like, I'm bogged. Like, your driveway has swallowed my car. Oh, guys, the reno is like giving me so much anxiety. Honestly, like, there is literally probably like 10 unfinished jobs. And like Lockie keeps starting jobs and they're not getting finished and it's so stressful.
It cracks me up how it quickly turns into Skye hanging shit on Lockie for not getting the renos done in time. Because she explained that the reason why their driveway was so bad is because they dug it up so they could get electricity to set up some lights along the driveway and it had been raining so all the holes filled up with water and it was quite a scene outside. She showed footage of the Uber driver stuck in the mud and she burst out laughing while filming this.
I'm sure the Uber driver really appreciated her filming him for all her followers.
Well, it ruined his night as well. Can you imagine if you've got all these deliveries to make and you, I mean, their driveway is massive. For those who haven't seen it, it's about a K long. It's lined with these beautiful palm trees. He's probably rocked up at this house and been like, what is going on here?
You would have thought Skye or Lockie would have added to the notes on the Uber Eats delivery saying, oh, don't actually come down the driveway. It's undergoing renovations. And it's quite funny because Skye was worried that if the car couldn't be moved, that she would be liable for paying for any of the the repairs.
Yeah. Well, Skye also revealed this week on Instagram that she and Lockie are undergoing couples counselling. And she shared a photo of her and Lockie kissing on Instagram and wrote, Lockie is being silly in the second post. He can never take a photo shoot seriously. 4 years with two kids and a house already. We sure did skip a few steps. We've also started couples counselling. Can't wait to fill you guys in on that. I love you, husband and baby daddy.
I feel like no one is really surprised about this counselling. I mean, I don't want to take it away from them. I think it is a positive step in the right direction because it's been quite clear that there's a bit of tension between these two. We've seen it in their mukbang video. Skye is very raw on her blogs and on her Instagram stories. And she, I mean, even in the labour vlog when she gave birth to her son Bear, it was quite clear that they were fighting a lot.
Well, I actually think it's really good that Skye does show that other side because there are so many people who are in these Instagram relationships and they all look perfect. Mm. She's one influencer who actually shows the other side of the relationship. And a lot of people have been praising her decision to talk about the fact she is going through counselling. Someone wrote, couples counselling should be mandatory. So much to be learned and heard with a mediator. And Skye replied, especially in our circumstances, Absolutely. And then she also told another follower that there was nothing for her to be ashamed of. And I think that's so true. I think it is really great that she is opening up that discussion and making it more normal for people to seek couples counseling. Yeah,
I agree, because I think a lot of people just get into a relationship and because they have such unrealistic expectations from seeing other people's relationships online, they think that things just come so naturally and that you don't actually have to put the work in. But in this relationship where clearly, as Sky is saying, things really happened almost in fast forward and they hadn't even really got the chance to have their honeymoon phase before they had Forrest. Clearly they've jumped a few steps and then they haven't had the tools to, you know, sort of work on their relationship. So I think it's really great they're talking about it.
I mean, and who isn't going to be fighting when you have two kids that are under, I think they're under three, and then also you're renovating your house.
Well, she did actually say that she wishes they could just sell the house and move into a fully furnished house.
Aww. It's funny you say that, Soph, because Sky actually compared her life to the movie The Money Pit. And for those who haven't seen it, it's when a couple buy a beautiful mansion at a really low price and they find that the house starts falling apart and then the renovations become disastrous. So Sky said she really did relate to this. So I would not be surprised if they go out and do buy a new house.
Well, Sky's actually revealed that it was Lockie that organized the couple's counseling because she took to TikTok and she commented on Influencer Updates AU, who had shared a post about the news that they were undergoing couples counseling. Because a lot of people in the comments were saying, oh, Lockie can't stand Sky and he hates her and he wants to get away. And she wrote how funny it was reading everyone's comments and haha, it's actually Lockie that's organized it.
Yeah, but wouldn't that mean that Lockie is having the issues if he's the one that wants to go to counseling?
No, because I think sometimes when you want to go to counseling, it's to actually fix the relationship. He obviously wants to stay in the relationship.
Well, I think that's all we've got time for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and we hope you have an amazing weekend.
If you did enjoy the podcast, we'd love if you could go and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and also on Spotify. And if you haven't already, could you please leave us a 5-star review if you enjoyed the show?
And make sure you join in on the conversation in our Facebook community. It's Outspoken, the podcast community. We'd also love to see where you're listening from. Please tag us on our Instagram page at outspoken_the_podcast.